Good morning, and welcome to the MINSERS first quarter 2018 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to MINSERS first quarter 2018 earnings call. Today from MINSERS, we are very pleased to have the senior management team who will discuss the company's first quarter 2018 consolidated results as per the press release distributed on Tuesday, May 15th. If you have not yet received a copy, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693, and we will immediately send you a copy. Please note that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken at this time. If you're a member of the media, please contact the company directly after the call. Also, please be advised that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. For a complete note on forward-looking statements, please refer to the last page of the earnings release. Joining us from Lima, Peru, we have Mr. Juan Luis Gruber, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Diego Molina, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you for your attention. At this time, Mr. Juan Luis Gruber will initiate his presentation. Mr. Gruber, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, and thanks again for joining us today and for your continued interest in our company. Before jumping into the first quarter 2018 results, let me take you through some of our major achievements and highlights beginning with Brazil, where our operational and financial performance has increased significantly. Da Boca started the year on the right foot, reaching a $4.5 million EBITDA in the first quarter, all-time record, representing half of last year's total EBITDA. It is important to point out that this achievement was not only an effect or an impact of the good prices. It is also attributable, or mainly attributable, I would say, to the improved operational stability and to the increase in our ferroalloy production driven by a very solid and committed management team. Da Boca's turnaround is finally becoming a reality, and we expect to continue delivering positive results in the coming quarters. In terms of safety, we closed the quarter with zero fatal accidents and zero lost time injuries for the company. In March, San Rafael, our mine in Peru, reached 7 million man hours without any accident. It is further important to note that last month, San Rafael was awarded by the Peruvian Mining Safety Institute as the safest underground mine in Peru during 2017. This is a real credit to all of our employees and workers who take safety as the first priority. At San Rafael, our initiatives to continue to develop our tin business are showing very good results. First, I would like to highlight that the repair works at the pre-concentration ore sorting plant were finished in March, and after a period of ramp-up that started last month, the plant is now fully operational. In the meantime, we continue testing new ways of extending the use of this plant beyond the exploitation of the low-grade stockpile that should be finished by the end of the year. We are currently analyzing the possibility of treating low-grade material from our waste deposits to recover and monetize tin from this material, which has been waste. Secondly, I would like to highlight that during the quarter, we continue to increase our resources at the San Rafael mine. We identified and increased our resources by 350,000 tons of new ore, with 6,700 tons of tin content. This was in line with our plan of at least replenishing the 2018 resource consumption. In-mine and near-mine exploration is paying results, with new discoveries on the western San Germán vein that are very encouraging and which we will be reporting on the following quarters. In line with this, our Nazareth exploration project also continues to show promising results. As of today, we have identified over 150,000 tons of fine tin content that will contribute significantly in the medium term to further extend San Rafael's life of mine, at least for another 8 years. The project is advancing at a fast pace. In March, we declared an inferred resource, and we expect to have a conceptual study by year-end. Lastly, our B2 tailings recovery project, which is in the execution phase, continues to progress in line with the schedule, with the main contractor now being mobilized on site. We continue to expect production to start late 2019. All these initiatives are a testimony of MinSur's commitment to continue investing in the tin business and are proving to create significant value for our business. As I said before, we will keep reporting progress on these initiatives on a quarterly basis. Let me now move to the first quarter results. MinSur delivered a strong operating and financial performance, particularly with a significant improvement at Taboca and despite some volatility on the political and industry-wide context. Metal prices continued to experience volatility during the quarter. Tin prices shifted from a minimum of $19,875 per ton to a maximum of $22,105 per ton. Gold prices also fluctuated due to the international context and the variation on the dollar, ranging from a low of around $1,303 per ounce to a high of $1,358 per ounce during the quarter. The company continued to focus on its strategy to control and reduce costs and increase efficiencies to remain resilient to this high volatility of the market and mitigate the potential price impact as much as possible. As such, strong operational results were achieved in the first quarter. Tin production reached 4,983 tons, above the company's original expectations at the beginning of the year for this quarter, although slightly below than production reported for the first quarter of 2017. Likewise, gold production reached 24,159 ounces, also in line with our mine plan, but 17% lower than Q1 of 2017. It is important to note that gold production for Q1 2017 included gold stocked from the previous quarter. That's the last quarter of 2016. Therefore, it is not a comparable base to show our performance for the quarter. Niobium and tantalum alloy production reached a record of 900 tons production for the quarter, which is a remarkable 66% increase compared to the same quarter on the previous year, also in line with our production plan. Moving now on to individual operating results, I will begin with our San Rafael mine, where production for the quarter reached 4,062 tons of tin contained in concentrates. That's 1% higher than the first quarter of 2017. This increase was mainly due to the higher ore grade fed into the San Rafael concentration plant and an improvement on recovery. In terms of refined tin production, the Pisco smelter produced 3,483 tons, 3% below compared to the first quarter of 2017. This decrease was mainly due to lower concentrate grade process, which led us to postpone the processing of slags at the smelter. It should be noted that this difference in volume will be recovered in the coming months. Both production at the mine and at the smelter are within the estimated plan to reach the annual guidance of 16,500 to 18,500 tons of refined tin for 2018. Reporting in cash costs at San Rafael and Cisco, the cash cost at San Rafael reached $93 per ton treated during the first quarter, which in theory would represent a 50% increase compared to the first quarter of the previous year. This was mainly due to the lower volume of ore treated due to the maintenance and shutdown of the pre-concentration plant. It is very important to mention and to note that if we exclude the effect of the lower tonnage from the ore sorting plant, the cash cost this quarter would have been $97 per ton treated, compared to $107 per ton treated during the first quarter of 2017. This means that we are reporting a 10% cost improvement or cost reduction for the quarter on a comparable basis, mainly driven by the optimization of our mining plan at the mine. Cash cost per refined ton of tin during the quarter at our Pisco smelter, in total, including the smelter cost, closed at $9,268, which is a decrease of 10% compared to the first quarter of 2017. And this is mainly due to lower production costs in San Rafael, as previously mentioned. So, bottom line, our costs for the quarter were reduced in 10% for our tin business in Peru. Moving now on to Tabocca, the Pirapora smelter reached a production of 1,500 tons of refined tin for the quarter, which is a 5% increase compared to the same quarter last year. This was mainly due to higher smelter feed and higher recoveries of tin due to the improved performance of the sintering plant at our smelter. This allowed us to pre-reduce all of the concentrate treated for the first time. Likewise, production of niobium and tantalum alloy significantly increased, reaching 900 tons during Q1 2018, which is 66% higher than in the first quarter of 2017. This very strong increase resulted from higher grade of niobium and tantalum processed and an improvement in the recovery of the flotation and smelting plant as a consequence of the stabilization of the new metallurgical plant at Pitinga. Annual production remains in line with our mining plan and within our guidance of between 3,000 to 3,500 tons for niobium and tantalum alloys for the year. In terms of cost, cash cost for the quarter closed at $24.2 per ton treated, which is an increase of 38% compared to the first quarter 17. This was mainly due to the lower volume treated, but more specifically due to a higher production cost, given a significant increase in the power generation cost at Pitinga due to the lack of rain during the first quarter. This lack of rain restricted our capacity to generate energy at our hydroelectric plant, which was compensated by diesel generation at a higher cost. Despite this cost increase in the first quarter, we are currently working on savings opportunities to offset this higher cost and expect to still achieve our annual guidance of between $19 to $21 per ton treated for the full year. Important to mention that on a byproduct credit basis, Tabocca's cash cost for this quarter closed at $13,318 per equivalent ton of tin, which is 2% lower than the figure reported in the same quarter last year. This means that despite the increase in the energy cost, we were able to reduce by 2% our cash cost per ton of tin produced at Tabocca. As a result of the significant operational improvements at Tabocca, the company generated an EBITDA of $4.5 million during the quarter. Please note that this EBITDA is equivalent to half of 2017's full year's result in just in one quarter. We expect that the financial performance of Tabocca in the following months will keep improving as a result of the further optimization of the niobium and tantalum production process, and therefore we remain well on track to deliver on our annual operational and financial guidance. Moving now on to Pucamarca, our gold mine in southern Peru, during the first quarter of 2018, production reached 24,159 ounces of gold, which is a 17% decrease compared to the same quarter last year. As I mentioned before, this lower production is not really on a comparable basis, and it's explained by the fact that the comparison base is not relevant, as in Q1 2017, we reported production of gold that was in process at the end of 2016, and therefore, if we compare, production was mainly in line with our plan. Production for the full year remains in line as well with our annual guidance of between 90,000 to 100,000 ton ounces of gold. In terms of cost, cash cost closed at $4.1 per ton treated in the quarter, compared to $3.9 per ton treated in the same period of 2017. This effect was mainly due to higher production costs, partially offset by higher ore treated. Our annual guidance remains in the range of $4.5 to $5 per ton treated. However, it is worth mentioning that our cash cost per ounce closed at $322 per ounce for the first quarter, and the all-in cash cost closed at $531 per ounce, consolidating Pucamarca as one of the lowest cost gold mines in the world. Having discussed our first quarter operational results and highlights, I would like now to briefly touch on our most important growth project, Mina Justa. As most of you know, on April 24, we announced an agreement to sell a 40% stake of Marcobre, the subsidiary company of Minsur that owns the Mina Justa project, to Inversiones Alzar, a subsidiary company of the Chilean conglomerate Empresas Copec, for a total consideration of $200 million. This is a key milestone on Mina Justa's execution and financing strategy, and we expect to close the transaction in the next few weeks. And at the same time, we're working with a group of lenders on the final stage of structuring a project finance deal to fund approximately between $800 to $900 million with debt that shall come from ECAs and commercial banks. We expect to close this financing deal early in Q3. Meanwhile, early works, detailed engineering, and procurement are progressing on track with the schedule for the project. As of today, we have placed most of the critical purchase orders for equipment, and early works are undertaking on site. Mina Justa is basically now a reality, and shall everything work as planned, it should start production late 2020. Before I pass on to our Chief Financial Officer to discuss the financial results for the quarter, I would like to mention with a lot of pride and happiness that early today, the ICMM, the International Council of Metals and Minerals, has published a press release whereby they are announcing the incorporation of Minsur as part of the ICMM. We're very proud of being the only and first Peruvian mining company, the only producer of tin in the world, and the third mining company in Latin America to become part of ICMM, an institution with which we share the same mining principles. And this is a reassurance of the sustainability being a main pillar of our business strategy. I think that Minsur's admission to ICMM is a testimony of our world-class mining practices and our commitment to safe and sustainable mining. With that, I would like to pass it on to Diego, our Chief Financial Officer, to discuss the financial results for the quarter.
Thank you, Juan Luis, and good morning to everyone. Financial markets and the world political environment volatility has been accordingly reflected in fluctuation of commodity prices. It is important to highlight that no matter this volatility, commodity prices have remained strong during the quarter. The Brazilian real also continues to experience high fluctuations due to the political environment in Brazil and the uncertain outcome of the presidential elections that will take place this year. This volatility has impacted costs at Taboca as well as to our overall P&L. In this context, net revenues for the first quarter reached $168.6 million, an increase of 8% compared to the first quarter of the previous year. This increase was mainly explained by higher sales of tin, gold, 1 and 2% respectively, and a significant 76% increase in ferroalloy sales. Tin continues to be the main metal contributing most to our revenues, representing 72% of our total net revenue. Gross profit during the first quarter of this year was $67.6 million, a 26% increase compared to the same period of the previous year. Gross margin went up from 34% first quarter last year to 40% during this year. This increase is mainly attributable to the strong results experienced at our operations in Peru and Brazil, given the improved commodity prices scenario, as well as the remarkable Taboca's enhanced operating and financial performance. During the first quarter, exploration and project expenses totaled $8.8 million, an increase of $1.1 million compared to the same period last year, as a result of our active exploration efforts at San Rafael and Pucamarca surrounding areas. As a result, EBITDA reached $60.7 million during the quarter, an increase of 28% of circa $13.3 million compared to the first quarter of 2017. This result was mainly due to Taboca's better results, which had been a negative EBITDA in the first quarter last year of a negative $5.3 million, but compared to a positive $4.5 million this period. The EBITDA margin for the first quarter 2018 reached 36%, which is higher than the 30% we obtained in the last year first quarter. In terms of net income, MINSUR reached $23.1 million, an increase of $9.5 million compared to last year first quarter, which was mainly due to higher revenues and a higher results from our subsidiaries and associates, partially offset by higher operating expenses and exchange rate difference. In terms of our capital expenditures, the company invested $43.6 million during the quarter. CapEx was mainly allocated towards increasing capacity of the B3 tailings dam and the execution phase of B2 at San Rafael. In Pucamarca, key sustaining capital investments are still being implemented, mainly related to the expansion of the leaching pad. Finally, CapEx at Taboca during the quarter derived mostly from the increasing capacity of the long-term tailing dam. In terms of liquidity, MINSUR concluded the first quarter with almost $500 million of cash and $587 million in debt, composed mainly exclusively of MINSUR's senior bonds and Taboca's debt, resulting in a negative 0.4 times net debt to EBITDA ratio. The slight decrease of cash levels responds to investments in cash, the investment of cash flows of our expansion projects B2 and Mina Justa. In summary, we believe that this was a quarter of very strong operating and financial results, with important progress on our growth project, and we are very pleased to witness visible and tangible results in our efforts to turn around Taboca operation. MINSUR continue to be committed to further enhancing our performance and to position the company to take maximum advantage of the current commodity price cycle. Thank you so much for your attention. And with that, I conclude my presentation, and we are ready for your questions. Operator, please proceed with Q&A.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star, then one on your touch-tone phone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, it is star, then one to ask a question today, and we'll pause to allow questions to queue. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is star, then one to ask a question. And we can take our first question. That question comes from Joe Kogan with Scotiabank. Your line is now open.
Hello, and thank you for holding the conference call. I was wondering if you can talk about the outlook for tin prices. I know it's a rather separate market from most of the other metals that people follow, and that's often been a favorable factor. So can you talk about what you expect in tin prices over the next couple of years?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for your question. We really don't take a view, and we don't spend time forecasting tin prices or any price at all. First, because it's very likely that we will all the time get it wrong, as most of the analysts. However, what we do have is a very deep and thorough understanding of the structure of the market. And if you just go and look at the current reported stock levels, all-time low, very, very short. What you have is a very fragmented tin supply base in the world, where you have more than 50% of the production coming from informal artisanal mining, mainly concentrated in Asia, South China, and Southeast Asia. And as such, what you really don't have is an industry with capacity to increase supply as prices go up. So it's mainly a supply-constrained industry with a very fragmented and atomized supply base. That's from a supply perspective. From a demand perspective and from a supply perspective, you really don't have any significant development projects in the pipeline. We are the company that is investing the most in the tin industry with our B2 project, which is right now under construction, as I reported before, and that's a $200 million capital investment. Other than for our recent discoveries in terms of exploration efforts, there are not any meaningful reported new exploration discoveries as well. So everything indicates that the industry shall be tight from a supply perspective in the coming years. The current deposits, mainly in Indonesia and China, are declining rates. There are no new discoveries and no new significant new projects in the pipeline under or close to execution or construction, other than the BC project in Congo, which is only going to add around 6,000 to 8,000 tons of production. So it's not really meaningful. From a demand perspective, what we're seeing is a significant increase in new uses for tin, mainly on the battery side and also on the chemical side, all of them related to new renewable energy, both infrastructure and devices. We expect demand to keep growing at an overall pace of probably around 2 to 3% per year, and with low stocks, no new supply or significant new supply coming into the industry, we shall expect some pressure on prices. Again, this is not a company view; it's just I'm just trying to be as fact-based as possible on giving you a perspective of supply, demand, and current stocks. I think that summarizes kind of how we see the industry going forward.
All right, that helps. Thank you very much.
ITA, the International Teen Association, publishes on a yearly basis the outlook and a very thorough analysis on the industry going forward. So I would highly recommend that you look at that report, which has been issued quite recently. The other last comment I would like to make is that there was a study performed by MIT recently on what are the metals of the future, and tin ranked number one in that study. So that's another piece of information that you may find useful looking at.
All right, great. I'll look for those. Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star, then one on your touchtone phone. We'll pause for any additional questions to queue. At this time, there are no additional questions. I'd like to turn the program back over to Mr. Krueger for any closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for your attention and for your continued interest and trust in MinSure. We always look forward to hearing from you, so please don't hesitate to contact me, Diego Molina, or Vladimiro Berrocal if you have any additional questions. Have a great day.